Hello, everyone. 大家好。Welcome to today's Everyday Chinese. In this lesson, let's continue to find out the use of 能, and I will compare 能 with another modal word, 可以。Here is our learning objective in lesson 35. First, you will learn how to use 能 to ask permission. And then you will learn how to use 能to express possibility. Third, you will learn to use 可以 to give someone the suggestions. And finally, I will make a summary of the difference between these three modal words, 会, 能, and 可以. Now let's listen to today's conversations.
妈妈我能看电视吗？
不能。
请问这里能抽烟吗？
对不起，这里不可以抽烟。
请问你能帮助我吗？
当然可以。
老师，我能问您一个问题吗？
当然可以。
A very important use of 能 is to ask permission from someone. For example,我能说话吗？我能说话吗？ Can I speak? Or translating to, may I speak? Or am I allowed to speak? 我能看电视吗？我能看电视吗？ Can I watch TV? Or translating to, am I allowed to watch TV?Now you try. Can I smoke? To smoke.
抽烟抽烟
Here, 烟 is short for 香烟 Cigarette.
香烟
Can I smoke?
我能抽烟吗？我能抽烟吗？
Fourth, can I ask you a question? To ask.
问问
Question.
问题问题
Together. To ask a question.
问问题问问题
Can I ask you a question?
我能问你一个问题吗？我能问你一个问题吗？
Very easy, right? Besides 能, we can also use another modal word to ask permission. That is
可以。可以。
And we can use these two words interchangeably to ask permission. Now let's replace 能 with 可以 in the following examples.
我能说话吗?
Or you can say,
我可以说话吗? 我能看电视吗?
Or you can say,
我可以看电视吗？我能抽烟吗？
Or you can say,
我可以抽烟吗？我能问你一个问题吗？
You can say,
我可以问你一个问题吗？
能 and 可以 have the same meaning when asking permission.And you can choose either of them as you prefer. Take note, to give an answer to the question, if your answer is no, which means that you don't allow the person to do so, the permission is not given, then you can say,
不能不能
or 不可以不可以。Or
不行。不行。Now check out some examples.
妈妈，我能看电视吗？
不能。
妈妈，我能看电视吗？
不可以。
妈妈，我能看电视吗？
不行。
However, if your answer is yes, which means that you allow this person to do so, you can use 可以 or 行 to give the permission. Now have a listen.
妈妈，我能看电视吗？
可以。
妈妈，我能看电视吗？
行。
Take note, you can never use 能to give a permission in Chinese, so keep this point in mind all the time. Besides answering 可以, we can also say like, of course you can, to strengthen the emotion. Of course,
当然, 当然,
of course you can,
当然可以, 当然可以。
当然 means of course. It's quite useful in daily conversations. For example,
你喜欢喝茶吗？
当然。
你会说汉语吗？
当然。
我能问你一个问题吗？
当然。We can also use 能 and 可以 to express possibility, translating toIs it possible that, for example, first, can you come to my company? Here it means if it's possible for you to come to my company. To come,
来, 来,
你能来我的公司吗？
你能来我的公司吗？
Or you can say, 你可以来我的公司吗？
你可以来我的公司吗？
Second, can you go there? Here it means if it's possible for you to go there. To go,
去，去，
你能去那儿吗？
你能去那儿吗？
Or,
你可以去那儿吗？
你可以去那儿吗？来 means to come, and 去 means to go. You should remember this pair of opposite words deeply in your mind. Third, can you help me? Which means, if it's possible for you to help me.To help,
帮助，帮助，
帮助 is quite a useful verb. So here I will elaborate a little bit more on this verb. We usually use two structures with 帮助. First, use 帮助 to plus somebody or an animal. We can help them.
我们能帮助他们
or 我们可以帮助他们 Can you help me?
你能帮助我吗？
你能帮助我吗？ Or we can replace 能 with 可以
你可以帮助我吗？
你可以帮助我吗? To answer it, we can say, Yes, I can.
可以可以
Or, Of course I can.
当然可以当然可以
If you are very willing to help. Or simply say,
行
行 which is a more direct and concise way to answer it. Now let's listen.
你能帮助我吗？
当然可以。
你能帮助我吗？
可以。
你能帮助我吗？
行。
If you can't help, you can say, Sorry, I can't help you. 对不起，我不能帮助你。对不起，我不能帮助你。If you'd like to express help somebody to do something, then 助 is often deleted in spoken Chinese. We only use the first word, 帮, to put more emphasis on the following verb phrases. The structure is 帮 somebody to do something. For example,I help you to know her. 我帮你认识她。我帮你认识她。Well, it's not common to say 我帮助你认识她。As deleting the word 助 can help us give more emphasis to the following verb phrases. My Chinese teacher helps me to learn Chinese. Now try to say the complete sentence.
我的汉语老师帮我学习汉语。我的汉语老师帮我学习汉语。
Now you can see such a long sentence. Congratulations! In fact, besides to express a learned skill, 会 can also indicate a possibility in the future.Means something will happen or somebody will do something. For example, Will you come to my house?
你会来我家吗？你会来我家吗？
Will it rain?
To rain. 下雨。下雨。会下雨吗？会下雨吗?
I will go to Beijing.
我会去北京。我会去北京。
可以 can be used to give suggestions or advice. Well, 能 cannot. So when you use can to give advice to someone, you cannot replace 可以 with 能。For example, would you like to learn Chinese well? You can listen more, speak more, read more, and write more.
Listen. 听 听 Speak. 说 说 Read. 读 读 Write. 写写
Listen to the song 听歌
听歌
Speak Chinese
说汉语说汉语
Read books
读书读书
Write letters
写信写信。
你想学好汉语吗？你可以多听、多说、多读、多写。
你想学好汉语吗？你可以多听、多说、多读、多写。
I don't know this word either. You can look up in the dictionary. Word or vocabulary.
单词单词
To check or to search.
查查
Dictionary.
字典字典查字典查字
点。Now try to say the complete sentence. 我也不认识这个单词，你可以查字典。我也不认识这个单词，你可以查字典。Did you get it right? 不可以 and 不能 can both be used to express forbidden. It's forbidden to smoke here. 这里不可以抽烟。这里不可以抽烟。Or you can say, 这里不能抽烟。这里不能抽烟。It's forbidden to speak here. 这里不可以说话。这里不可以说话。You can also say, 这里不能说话。这里不能说话。能 and 可以 can both be used to express be able to, but using together with a quantity word,to indicate that someone's ability is able to achieve that quantity degree. For example, I can eat as much as 3 bowls of rice. 3 bowls of rice. 三碗米饭。三碗米饭。Here, as you can notice, the measure word for bowl is 碗。碗，我能吃三碗米饭。我能吃三碗米饭。Or you can say, 我可以吃三碗米饭。我可以吃三碗米饭。I can drink as much as 1 bottle of wine. 我可以喝一瓶红酒。Or you can say, 我能喝一瓶红酒。But 可以 cannot be used with 很 or 非常 to describe that the amount one can handle is a lot. For example, to say that I can eat very spicy food, you can only say, 我很能吃辣。But you can never say, 我很可以吃辣。You can say, 我非常能吃辣。But you can never say, 我非常可以吃辣。可以 cannot be used with 不太。I can't really eat spicy food. You can say, 我不太能吃辣。However, you can never say, 我不太可以吃辣。Now let's make a summary. To indicate a learned skill, such as, 我会说汉语, we can only use 会 to indicate that one's ability can achieve a certain degree, that is to use a quantity word to show the amount of somethingthat one can handle. We can use both 能 and 可以。And to ask permission from someone, we can use both 能 and 可以。However, to express it's forbidden to do something, we can only use 能 and 可以。Say 不可以 or 不能。能 and 会can use with the adverbs of degree, such as 很 and 非常, but 可以 cannot. 能 and 会 can also use with 不太, but 可以 cannot. To express possibility, translating to is it possible that, we can use 能 or 可以. And to indicate a possibility in the future,means somebody will do something or something will happen, we can use the word 会.
A class example for you is, will it rain?
会下雨吗?
However, to give someone some suggestions, you can only use 可以. Now you've got the most comprehensive summary about 会, 能, and 可以. No worries. Try to remind yourself their differences when using them at first.And gradually, you will feel more sure about which one to choose for a certain context. Now, listen to today's conversations one more time.
Mama, 我能看电视吗？
不能。
请问这里能抽烟吗？
对不起，这里不可以抽烟。
请问你能帮助我吗？
当然可以。
老师，我能问您一个问题吗？
当然可以。
All right, that's all for today's lesson. Here is my question. 你能来中国工作吗？你能来中国工作吗？ Can you or is it possible for you to come to China to work? Thanks a lot to today's voice contributors.In our next lesson, you will learn how to ask about the weather. See you next time!